Parshas Shemini, Revi, chapter 10, verse 12, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, Beis. Vaydaber Moshe el Aaron vel Elozer vel Isomar. So Moshe speaks to Aaron, Elozer and Isomar, one of the sons of Aaron, Hanoisorim, those that survived. We'll see in Rashi, why is he saying Hanoisorim? See, so he tells them, Kichu es ha-mincha. Take the mincha, haniseres me'ishe Hashem, that is left over from the fire of Hashem. Which means, after taking the meloi chapoi that he brings the koimitz and he offers it on the mizbeach, so the shirayim, what is left over, the rest of the korban mincha, so v'yichluha matzis, and eat it as matzis, etzel hamizbeach, near the mizbeach, meaning can't go outside of the kloyim, can't go outside of the chotzer hamishkan, has to be near the mizbeach, ki kodesh kodoshim hu, for this is holy of holies. And etzel hamizbeach means within there, as Rashi's pointed out, that etzel hamizbeach is the entire chotzer over there, is etzel hamizbeach. I believe Rashi said so earlier, but why does it say over here that Moshe says to Aaron alone of Bon of Hanesorim? His sons, the leftover we know he had four sons, and why is he Hanesorim? Rashi, that they're left over, why are they considered left over? They were his sons, but they weren't left over. So Rashi, they're Nesorim min Hamisa. They were left over from death, meaning that Melamed, this teaches us, She'af aleyim niknesa misa lovin ha'egel. That also upon them, upon Elozer and Isomar, Misa was been punished for them for the sin of the Egel that their father Aaron did. Hushinamar. This is what it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim, Tes Pasuk Chof, Ubis Aaron is Arnaf Hashem Oid. Hashem got very angry at Aaron, Lehashmidoi. What does it mean, Lashmide, to destroy him? Vein Hashmode Elokilu Bonim. Shmode means to destroy, to be no children. Where we see Shinemar Amos Beis Tes, Va'ashmit Pirioi Mimal. And I will destroy Pirioi as his fruit, his children. Mimal from above. Seven from above will destroy his children. So we see that Hashmode, losing children, is considered Hashmode. But philosophy shall Moshe bitla mechza. Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer that nullified half, so that Elozer and Isomar survived. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk Dvarim Teschov, va'espalil gam be'ad Aaron ba'isahi. So I also daven for Aaron. So Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer took away the va'ashmit period. But l'cheira, this doesn't fit with the whole story that we just learned, that they died because they did an Aveda. Well, Tfilas and Moshe perhaps did the whole thing, and it's just they did an Aveda, or because whatever, the Loizoro, or Hirulachum Nerabim, or Shuyai Nichnasu, whatever the case is. Here it seems that this took place because of the Hashmode, because Hashem said Lahashmidei. But again, that also needs to be understood. Lahashmidei, Layum Sovis al Bonim, and Ish Becheta Yumosu. And, you know, how would that, you know, I think. So Rashi on Dvorim Perik Chavdalet Posik Tezayin, Posik says La Yumso Oves Albonim. So Rashi says over there that Beigdus Bonim, Bavoin Bonim is Kfar Nemar Ish Becheta Yumosu. Rashi says Mishein Ish Meis Bavoin Aviv, Vakatanim Meisim Bavoin Avi Avesim Deshamayim. But Nodavan Aviu warned them. So we have to understand how does Hashmoda, how does that, how could that take place? But also over here, it seems like it wasn't because of the Hashmodim. We also asked before, Rashi wrote down that in Parshas Mishpatim, when he said to them, not Vaviu, it says, Vayechzu Elikim, that Niklasu Misu because of the Vayechzu Elikim. So the question is how to reconcile all these different Midrashim and Rashi that Rashi brings down. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say to them? What is he telling them? Also, just want to mention that in Pasuk Vav before, it says, Vayemer Moshe Arin Ulazar Uli Somar Bonov, and over there it doesn't say Hanesarim. So why did the Torah wait till this part over here to tell us the word Hanesarim right over here? We've got to look this up also. So he says, Kichu es hamincha. So he says, why do you have to take them? To tell them to kichu es hamincha. Afal pi sha'atem oinenim. Even though that you're oinenim, a person on the day that the person dies, he's called an oinen. And in this case that they took him away, but they're still called an oinenim that day. V'kotshim asunim loinen. And kotshim are prohibited to an oinen. So he's telling them that they should do it. There's still that in their case is an exception. They can eat it. They should eat it. The mincha. Chalal, we already said that they had the status of a kohen gadol with regards to not leaving the oil moyed and not going pesach oil moyed al teitzu. But the Kohen Gadol, Rashi in Parshas Emor brings down the drasha from Rabbi Seinu in Pasuk Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Perek Chof Aleph in Emor, that a Kohen Gadol is makriv oinen. Rashi doesn't bring down there whether the Kohen Gadol can eat as an oinen. But I think that the Kohen Gadol is permitted even to eat ba'aninus kochim. Not sure about that. We just learned in the Gemara to double check. But in any event, even though they had the status, he still had to allow them to tell them that they should be able to eat the mincha. I mean, they had a certain status of the Kohen Gadol with regards to Laitz Besabayas, Pesach El Meid, but that still doesn't mean that they can go ahead and eat the Mincha. So you have to tell them that although they are Einanim, a Kochim Asurim Loinen. Now, these halachas, that Kochim Asurim Loinen, we haven't learned yet over here. He's telling them that they should do. I mean, this goes back with the whole question whether all the halachas, the Gemara depends on whether the halachas klolis only, and the details were said later on. If the details said later on, so what's shaykh to say? Afa pishatam einim k'tosh masurim loinan. They didn't learn yet the halacha that einim masurim loinan. Or we say that nishnu that were said first by Sinai and then nishnu by Omayyad and then shilshul by Arvis Mayyad. So then the halachas were already known. So from this Rashi, a little bit is mashma like that because we say afa pishatam einanim, and even though we didn't learn yet that an einan is asur. We'll see in the Hemshech HaDvarim in the discussion when later on in the Pasuk about this oinen between Ari and the Kohen Gadol. But here there was the allowance to eat the mincha because even though a Kohen Hedyut is definitely asur by Ninus, but here Hashem says they should eat it. Which is the mincha? So zu minchas shmini u minchas nachshon. The mincha for the shmini, that's the bayimim shmini that we learned there was the korban om, they were said to bring a mincha. But also there was the minchas nachshon, because on that day they started bringing the Chanukah Samishkon, as we learned in the Parshas Nosu in Chumash Bamidbar. The Pasuk details in Perek Zayin part the kabbonis of the Nesim, but the pasuk in Gimel by Nachshon by the first day, he said Vayamakir b'yim harishin. That was the b'yim kalois la'okim es hamishkan, and that was the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So then the yom harishin and Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Nachshon ben Aminodav. And the pasuk says that the korbani was kairis echas, kairis kesef achas, shloishi meyem mishkola mizrakechat kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh. And it says shneyem, both of them, the kaira and the mizrak, were meleim soilus b'lulu b'ashem alamincha. So that was the mincha that Nachshon ben Aminodav brought. So Rashi is saying when it says kichuas amincha means both side the mincha of the shmini and side the mincha's Nachshon. And he told them v'ichlu matzis. Why does he have to tell them especially chlu matzis? Zokt Rashi, chlu matzis ma talmud leimer lefi shi minchas tzibur u'minchas shom. Because these two things, because A, it was a minchas tzibur. Rashi's talking about the minchas shmini, because the Nachshon ben Aminodav was lechayla minchas yochid, or maybe because it presented the whole shevet. I gotta look up over there what kind of a locha that is, but it was a minchas tzibur anyways. In any event, this one, the minchas shmini, was for the Am, and it was also minchas shod. It wasn't like for a prescribed time. The Ebeshah told him just to bring the mincha. And we don't have similar to it for the following generations. So he had to tell it the laws of the other menachos. Rashi looks like it's already hinting also to the thing Eitzel HaMizbeach Kikodesh Kedoshim. Not only that it has to be matzis, but it has to be the Mizbeach Kikodesh Kedoshim. But of course, the mincha doesn't say exactly, but if it's a mincha soilus b'lulu b'Hashem, and it looks like that was the first. Is the mincha seilus, not any of the other four minchas. Is the first mincha is described in Vayikra, the processes of the mincha. There's those that are baked, and then there's just the seilus. This looks like a plain mincha. Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'achaltem oiso b'mokim kodesh, and you shall eat her. In this case, it was really both oisom, we should say, because. Or Oison, because we're talking about the two minchas. It says Oison the mincha, because the pasuk also doesn't say it. It says a mincha, it doesn't say it in the Lashon Rabbim. So you should eat it the Mokoyim Kodesh, eat it in a holy place. Holy place, meaning in the Azora. Rashi in Pasuk Tes in Perek Vav types the Mokoyim Kodesh over there. That means when he talks about the mincha over there. For this is your portion for you. There's a lechem chuki from Loshen, meaning the standard, Loshen chuk, that is always your bread. And the bread of your sons, the roof that they get this part, who meishi Hashem, from the fires of Hashem, kichein tzivesi, for so I have commanded. What is Moshe Rabbeinu adding it, for so I have commanded? In other places, kichein tzivesi, I was commanded by Hashem. Here he's saying, for so I commanded. What is it coming? He's telling them what to do. What does he mean? What is the pasuk? So Rashi says, and added, we'll see in the Rashi. Chag Banecha Zokt Rashi also that it's only a rule for the sons and the bonus Chag Bakodosh. They don't get a ruled part, in other words, a definitive, they don't just get a chelik, a portion, a rightful portion to the Kodoshim, as we'll see in the pasuk. They have a right to eat it, but the Mincha is given only to the kochim is given only to the zochorim, to the males, and then they can shear it. We'll see in the pasuk further. The chag banecha in lebonis chag bakochim, the daughters don't get the chag the portion in the kochim. And the Rashi says, what is it? Gechein tzivesi. The Rashi ba'aninus yirchluha. Again, so how is this different when he's saying kichuas amincha? Already he told them before. It's just an emphasis over here. What is the emphasis? Kichein tzivesi. Maybe if he was saying kichein tzivesi, he would be adding, for so I have been commanded. He's saying, for so I am telling you. He already tells them kichuas amincha apishat meinunim. Tells them vichlu amazis. Then he says to them, "Vachalta meisiv makom kodesh." So already he's done. We're not talking anymore about eating it. We're not talking about eating it. That's a pasuk yudbeis. Now we're saying to where they should eat it. And then all of a sudden he's coming to back and saying, "Kichein tzivesi baninus yichlua." But what is he? I don't understand what it means over here when he already said already before kichein that he tells them to do that, and we've already gone to b'makom kodesh, and then he goes back kichein tzivesi baninus yichlua. Why doesn't he say kichein tzivesi the b'makom kodesh? Or he say the kichokcha? Why b'dinus yechalua? Look at the mafarshim the Rashi. Pasuk yudalad ve'ez chazei hatenufa ve'ez shek hatruma, and the breast that they raised and the or they waved and the shek hatruma and the leg. That's the right leg that we learned before, Shekha Yomin, that was given as a given a gift to the Kohanim. Teichel Mokum Toir, that you should eat in a clean place. That's talking about from the Korban Shlomim, that the from the Bnei Yisrael. So that you should eat in Mokum Toir. That's the Shor V'ayil, the Shlomim. Ato, you, Uvanecho, and your sons, Uvnesecho, and your daughters. Itcha is you. Kichokcha v'chobo necho nitnu mezivche sham b'nei Yisrael. For your portion, the portions of your sons, they've been given from the offerings of the shlam of the b'nei Yisrael. And Rashi is going to say that the Amazon, both side the choze, you also do truma, and sai, the shoik, you also do tunufa. Tunufa means the waving frontwards and backwards to the four sides. And truma means to raise up and down. The chazeya tunufa and sheka truma, they were both done, both together. The shoik and the chazeya were together, and you did all things to both of them, sai the hanofa and sai the... Rashi is going to ask it later. I don't know what Rashi said here, but the Torah just calls it. Rashi says he doesn't know. The Torah calls it Chazeyat Nufa on the Sheikat Ruma. So it says that you should eat the Makom Toir. So we'll see in the pasuk. This is different than we just said by the Mincha over there. That was Kodesh Kodoshim. So there it has to be eaten Eitzel HaMizbeach. But here this is Kachim Kalim already, so that it means B'makom Toir. You see. And the other thing is that the Torah adds over here also B'nei Secha. Before it was only Chok Chav Chok Bonecha without allowing for B'nei Secha. But over here the Torah adds B'nei Secha because Kachim Kalim are eaten also for the Bnei Secha. They can also have. We'll see in Rashi. Rashi is going to explain. They don't get a portion the Bnei Secha, but they do are allowed to eat. Pasuk Yudalet, the Rashi. That's Chazei Atnufa Zok Rashi, and the breast that you raise, that you wave, Zok Rashi. That's Shosham Tzibur. That's of the Shlomim of the Tzibur. This was the Shlomim. That the Tzibur brought. The Shlomim was a plural because they brought the Shol Nair of this Tzibur. The Koyen Aaron didn't bring a Shlomim. So that was the Shlomim of the Tzibur. So the Chazei HaTnufa, the Sheik HaTruma, Toichlu B'mokum Toir. So Rashi, what does it mean B'mokum Toir? V'chesu R'sheinim Ochlu B'mokum Tomei. Did they then, the other ones, eat B'mokum Tomei? Before we were telling you to eat it next to the Mizbeach, now we're saying to him, this you should eat Makom Toyer. Ela Rishonim Shem Kodesh Kodoshim, but the first ones which are holy of holies, Huskaka Achilosam, B'Makom Kodesh, he required eating them in a holy place, meaning next to the Oyel Moed, by the Chotzer. Aval Eilu, Ein Tzrichim Toich HaKloim, these don't have to eat inside. Aval Tzrichim Heim, they need to be eaten within the Machne Yisrael. Now, at that time, that was the limit within the Machne Yisrael, not outside the Machne Yisrael. That is called the Mokrim Toir. Why is that called Toir? Shu Toir Milikone Shom Mitzrayim, because that's clean, that the Mitzrayim are not allowed to enter over there. Rashi, Bamidbar Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis, Rabbi, the Pasuk says, V'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzeruav. So Rashi, Sholish machnes hoyu shom b'shas chaniyosom. There were three camps when they were resting in the desert as they were journeying. So in the resting place, there was toicha kloyim, with inside of the kloyim, the curtains, that's the chotzer, the of the Mishkan, Himachne Shechina, that is the camp of the divine. Chaniyas HaLevim Soviv, then the Levim who camped all around and around of the Mishkan, Kamesh Mufush Parshim Minasina, Himachne Leviya. And then Mishom, and from there, Va'ad Soiv Machna Ad Golim, from that point, towards the end of the camp of all the Golim, for the Chol Abaruches, Humachne Yisrael. And Rashi continues that Tzeruach Nishlach Chutz Likulam. The Tzeruach goes outside of all of them. And Hazov Mutar B'machne Yisrael U'mishulach Min Hashtayim. So the Zov is allowed to be Machne Yisrael, but cannot be in Machne Shechina or Machne Leviya. V'tomei L'nefesh Mutar Abish Leviya and is Einu M'shulach Amashal Shechina. And Rashi says, calls the Dor Shavseim and Amikroz B'zach T'psochim. So in our pasuk, when Rashi says, "Ashu toir milikonet shom mitzrayim," so at least it has to be b'makom toir, in the minimum level of tahara where a mitzrayim is not allowed to be, although the zov and the tmeimes could be there. So from this we learn mikan. From here we learn shekadoshim kalim necholim v'choleir, that these lighter level of kachim, which are not the Kodshi Kodoshim, they can eat and be eaten in all the city. Now the Pasuk says, Teichu Mokim Toir, Ato Vanecho V'Neisecho. So one can think that they're all equal. Ato Vanecho V'Neisecho. Itoch, Zot Rashi, no. Ato Vanecho V'Chelek, you and your son, you get divide, you get a portion. Avot V'Neisecho Loi V'Chelek, you V'Neisecho don't get a portion. Elohim titnu lahem atonis, if you give them a gift, it's not a right, they don't have a right, they don't distribute, they don't get a part. But if you want to give them a gift, they're permitted to eat in the chazah and the sheik, they're permitted to eat. That's not permitted by the mincha, but the chazah v'sheik yet, the kodshim kalim yet. But maybe it means they can also get a dividing, they also are part of the, they get also parachelik like everybody else. It says ato vanecho v'nisecho. Talmud Leimer. That's what the pasuk continues as ki chokcho v'cho bonecho nitno. It's a chok lebonim. It says specifically that it should be your chok v'cho bonecho ve'in chok lebonis. But there is no distribution. You don't get for the bonis. Pasuk tezvov. The shoyk hatrumo. The shoyk of that was separated or raised, v'chazei atnufa, and the breast that was waved, al ishei ha-chalovim, on top of the chalovim that go on the fire, on the ishei, the fire chalovim that they're being brought in the fire, yaviu, they shall bring, lahoniv tnufa lifnei Hashem, to bring a waving before Hashem. So this is not talking about this present shlomim that they brought, because we went through this already. The pasuk said already about the procedure. This was already the it burnt already, the offering, and everything was done already. This is just once the Torah mentioned what they were eating, it goes back. It says "V'chalta ma'isim makom kodesh" about the mincha, and he talks about "V'schazei atnufa." They should eat, and then he goes to tell. You that it should be for you, but it's in general. It's not telling you about it here specifically, because he tells them what to eat, and the anava was already done. But he says, "Bchlau," they should bring. That should be done. I'm trying to think, why is the pasuk going through now again the chazei atnufa, not with this korbanos? This korbanos is a makbir. We're talking about the eating. It's called the shoyka truma vachazei atnufa. Alisha Chalov, that's what they're eating. But then Pasuk is telling you, view Lahav Tnufa Lifnei Hashem. They should bring to be raised Tnufa Hashem. Why are you talking again about what you have to do with the Sheikha Tnufa and the Chazeya Tnufa? I'm thinking that it's talking about the Doiris, but that already also says before. No, exactly. But anyways, Pasuk says, V'hoyu L'chol V'necho Itcho. This should be to you and to your sons with you for an eternal chag, as Hashem has said, that to raise, I guess, the Shekhat Ruma Chazet Nufa. Because this doesn't talk anymore about eating. We finished about eating in the previous Pasik. Pasik is talking about it. Shekhat Ruma Chazet Nufa, Zakhtar Ashi, Loshin Asher Hunav Asher Huram. This is the language that says, Truma and Tanufa is the same language, Asheruna Vasheruram. That's the Pasik with regards to Shiva Simei Miluyim in Shmois Perichovtes, when the order over there it says, Vikidashtas Chazeyat Nufa Vesesheka Truma Asheruna Vasheruram. And Rashi teaches there also, Huram is Milo Moidit. And so, what Rashi is saying over here is that this Truma and the Tnufa is the same as Shurhuna Vashurhuram. Over there, the Pasuk already talks about the same instructions that always by Shlomim, that they raise the Truma, they do the Truma, the Tnufa, and then they give it to the Kohen over there. Rashi teaches Tnufa Moilechumevi. Tnufa means that he brings front and forth and back, and Truma is Milo Meir, the top and the bottom. Below Mechilkana Kosov. Why is the Pasuk split him, calls this Truma B'Sheik with Tanufa B'Choze? I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Shishneim Barom Banofa. Both of them have to be waved and raised. And why did Rashi say this over here? I mean, here's the instruction to do so. We called it Chazeyat Nufa Sheka Truma. And also in the earlier in Parshas Tzav, in Perik Ches, Posik Chof Hei, it says, Vayikach Sachelev, Vesa'al Yves Kol Achelev Shal Achelev, as he says, Akovet, Ves Sheka Yomin. And so he talks about the Sheka Yomin. All here is not the, it just says it's the same Sheka Yomin. And then he says, "Vayitna akela kape alein, vayonef oisom tenufa lifnei Hashem." So it says, "Raise them all tenufa lifnei Hashem." Then it says, "Pasuk chostav vayichemoshe sachoze vayinifeyut tenufa lifnei Hashem." So there it says that enough by both, by the choze and by the sheik. It says we need. That's what I says here. We need to do both over there because it's the same little shlom. But that's what I says lo yadano because his name barom vanof. Further, Alisha Chalovim Zakrashi Mekan Shachalovim Lemato. So here we see that the Chalovim are Lemato. That's when you're raising them. B'shas Nufa. And the Yishuv Mekrosh, like Chishu Zazek, Vaperashti Shloshu Betzav Ezarin, Perik Zayin Pasuk Lamed. So we explained before, there was three Kohanim, and they brought it with the chelev on the top, giving it to the kohen that is mainif. Then he switched it around so the chelev was on the bottom, as the pasuk says here, that when the hanofa was done, the chelev was on the bottom and the chaza and the sheikh were on the top. And then it says, before we learned in that the kohen that was went to be makted it, so they swapped it again, so the chelev was on the top and the chaza was on the bottom.